to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the geese. I was walking in the woods in the late afternoon when I began to hear the syncopated honking of wild geese off beyond the tree line. Their calls became louder and louder as I listened, and I searched overhead through the treetops, hoping to see them fly directly overhead. And suddenly, there they were, in an undulating V formation, singing their flying song and heading south. Their pale undersides were glowing with coppery orange light, reflecting the rays of the setting sun, making them emblems of the end of summer. These were Canada geese, the most common species here in the Northeast, named for their preferred breeding grounds. These large-bodied birds, which can weigh up to 14 pounds, have a wingspan of 5 to 6 feet, making them the biggest of the North American waterfowl. And since their legs are positioned farther forward on their bodies than their cousins, the ducks and swans, they can easily walk on land, and we often see them resting or grazing in fields that are some distance from any ponds or lakes. These powerful high flyers have been a human food source since prehistoric times, and they have been domesticated for at least 4,000 years. Geese were valued for meat, fat, and lighter-than-air down feathers used for clothing and bedding. And as with any animal of such importance to human survival and comfort, the goose also took on mythological and mystical significance. The Roman philosopher Ovid wrote that the goose was wiser than the dog and was a valuable protector of the home. Historically, the goose was credited with warning the Romans of hostile invaders into their city. The goose was sacred to Juno, the Roman mother goddess who protected the home, and to Hera, the Greek mother goddess who embodied watchfulness. Throughout Indo-European culture, it was believed that the Great Mother used speech to create the universe. And it was the goose's loud voice that came to symbolize the goddess's creative power of speech. In ancient Egypt, the mother goddess Hathor was called the Great Chatterer, the Nile goose, who spoke that culture into existence. In Norse mythology, the goose represented the wind, the element of air, and was called the breath bird, the propeller of speech. In India and Greece, the goose symbolized eloquence, and the goose was the companion of Pleitho, the Greek goddess of eloquence. In Chinese and Japanese mythology, the voice of the goose was the bearer of glad tidings. In Egyptian folklore, we have many tales about the goose that laid the golden egg. It is always a goose. No other bird will do, probably because of the goose's large, ovoid body that is shaped like an egg. The egg is a mystical symbol for the perpetuity of life, within life, within life. And geese lay very large eggs. Many fertility goddesses have been pictured riding on geese, which is what eventually led to our own Mother Goose character, the gentle, nurturing, black-cloaked guardian of folk tales, the keeper of the spoken wisdom of the ancestors, as befitted the old breath bird that soared on the northern wind. And so farewell to the wild geese that head south for the winter, pulling the summer behind them in their loud and purposeful wake. We look forward to their noisy return in the spring. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.